Finally on the show today, a St. Patrick's Day present if you are a fan of Irish punk. For the first time in over 15 years, the Pogues, including hard-drinking lead singer Shane McGowan, are touring the U.S. The final shows are in New York City this weekend, and NPR's Mike Pesca says Irish eyes are smiling.
Once you see the mouth from which the noises emanate, you begin to understand. In a British poll, Shane McGowan's teeth were voted fourth most incredible rock star body part. Elvis's pelvis was five. The teeth have been called crooked as medieval tombstones, but that describes a very lightly populated cemetery. Teeth like these indicate fighting, for which McGowan is known, and drinking, for which McGowan is legendary. He told a documentary filmmaker that he came to London a healthy lad from Tipperary, but London ruined him.
I came over here degenerated into a skull-shrewing drunkard and drug user and thief. When I first
came to... And as always, he punctured it with a laugh to chase the banshees. McGowan's worldview is a mix of anger and wistfulness, almost an instant nostalgia, with lyrics that often say something like, "We're living here now, but someday it will be a memory." No one questions that he is a genius songwriter, a compelling performer, and a frustrating bandmate.
People have given Shane 6 months to live every year since he's been 19. He's now 48, and he's still here. And he's going to be singing at most of their funerals.
Pogues guitarist Philip Chevron says the Pogues' sound and attitude sprang from the circumstances of London in the 80s.
There was a lot of terrorist-related Irish racism. It's not dissimilar to the sort of anti-Muslim feeling that you sometimes get these days, however misjudged and misguided it is. And the Pogues came along at a time where I think people felt the need to just celebrate Irishness, celebrate the fact that their ethnicity is different from the rest of the British. And we kind of tapped into something, an era where people were more determined to stand up and say, this is who I am, and I'm not going to be what you label me as, you know.
The name Pogues is shortened from a Gaelic phrase, which Chevron explains.
Well, strictly speaking, Pogue Mahone means kiss my arse.
McGowan was more knowledgeable about Irish music than his bandmates. He would teach them songs that were generations old and also write new ones. The other Pogues often couldn't tell the difference, mistaking tunes like Streams of Whiskey for something that James Joyce might have heard as he drank in the pubs of Dublin. Today, McGowan sounds more like this. From a recording of the Pogues from 2001. In a concert in Atlantic City last weekend, McGowan staggered around the stage, swigging beer and some brown liquid from a glass bottle, which he did manage to skillfully balance on his head. He was as exasperatingly evasive as always. I caught a glimpse of him in a towel before the show, but all attempts to interview him before and after were thwarted. Attempts to meet him in New York were stalled by late tour buses from Boston, or sound checks that weren't quite right, or streams of whiskey flowing. The Pogues' four-city tour of the East Coast finishes this weekend, but instant sellouts indicate a longer version may be in the works. Until then, if you want to see McGowan live, he's a pretty recognizable figure in both London and Dublin, and by all accounts, he's not known to turn down a free drink. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.